All right. Look at that.
Zero.
All right, guys.
Drops.
We're back.
We're back.
We're better than ever. Finally. Yes. So we figured out it was the profile. We were on the game capture profile rather than the stream profile.
We're learning all these things, man.
My gosh. This is why they come for this.
Recording, switching back and forth, man. We got it, though. We got it. No drop frames. Better server. Papa John's.
Exactly. real quick, I need to update everything, right. But we can kind of do it over again. It's fine.
Yeah, we'll just redo it and then go with this recording.
Cool. Guys, what's up? We're Pizza Bet Games here. I'm John. This is Chris. We're Pizza Bet Games 7-8. Pizza Bet Live coming to you live, bigger and better than ever. We got an awesome show for you guys. We're going to talk about a recap for June, our June giveaway. Congrats to Jacob A. from Anchorage, Alaska, winning that thing. Because he went to bit.ly/PBG, now July giveaway.
That's the one.
What he did was get some slices, answer some questions, click, 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 boom. He wants a free pizza. This month, we're giving out free pizza and a $25 gift card of your choice to either PlayStation, Xbox, eShop on Nintendo, or Steam.
Whatever.
Whatever console you want, we're giving it all there.
What can
guys,
you get with 25?
There.
Drive Club, Rocket League, maybe Gauntlet, whatever comes out. Journey.
Real quick, we were talking about getting our wives to play.
Our wives will play Journey, and then they're going to talk about it.
They're going to cry about it, too.
So
that's
what
how
happened.
Great that experience is.
We tried starting this maybe 10 minutes ago.
Okay, we did.
And we had stream issues.
We did have stream issues.
Because we were a bunch of dorks.
Yep.
So that's why we're sort of cutting everything and cramming it all together.
Cramming it all in. But the most important thing is go to patreon.com/pizzabetgames. Go there. Support us financially. It'd be awesome because when you support us financially, you're not only helping us grow, we're helping you guys out by getting you guys better prizes, better loot, better giveaways, all through the same thing, but also getting more pizza and doing some crazy awesome videos for you guys through our content.
We love the financial support, but if you can't swing that, that's totally fine. We're not going to hate you. We don't judge you or anything like that. But we do appreciate comments on the posts. You can check out what we're doing, or you can join us on our public Facebook group, which just went up. We have a private one for our patrons, of course, but, you know, they're the ones who support us, so that's why they have that.
They have a secret, special VIP Facebook group.
Check out what we're doing, you know, like what we're doing on YouTube and retweet our tweets and all that business. We're everywhere at Pizza Bet Games, so.
And you can find this on iTunes. We will have a code word somewhere in Pizza Bet Live that you can enter into bit.ly/PBG July giveaway. Get yourself some slices. Might be 1, 2, 3, 4. It's so easy.
And it's free.
And it's free.
It costs you nothing to enter.
It's free.
Nothing at all to enter.
Alright, so we need to get on with Pizza Bet Live. If you don't know, Pizza Bet Live is a weekly talk show where one of us, two of us, three of us, or maybe even four if you're lucky, talk about the most random things on nerd culture and video games, whether it be anywhere from TV shows to video games to rumors to speculation to reactions, anything. Today we're talking about, again, we're having this once a month. We're going to talk about our June giveaway answers.
Yes.
Through our giveaway answer website. But also we're going to talk about other gaming news and stuff that is relative to nerd culture. So check this out. Welcome to Pizza Bet Live.
You want to jump right into the previous giveaway?
Let's jump right in.
All
right. Real quick, though, Carfax.
I work at Carfax. It's an amazing place to work.
We
That's
need
my
to talk
shirt
about
story
shirts.
For today. Oh, you didn't even talk about your shirt.
Oh, I didn't. I'm wearing... It looks like a crane.
It does.
Because it is. And that's the logo. That's one of the logos for Uncharted. I'm a huge Uncharted fan by Naughty Dog.
Yes.
Speaking of Naughty Dog, they're going to be up next on Conversation with Creators.
Ooh.
The first one was Bungie, which was so awesome. I watched it last night. I was trying to fall asleep to it because it was like 2:30 in the morning and I just got done playing Destiny. I was like, I just want to fall asleep to something. So then I'm watching it. I was like, okay, this is awesome.
I don't imagine they have the pillow talk kind of voices.
Well, Wheaton doesn't.
No, Wheaton does not.
Wheaton does definitely. He kept things a lot. I could tell Wheaton didn't play that game, though. Like, I was like, you've never played Destiny in your life.
No, it's got a really great story. And I was like, Wheaton.
Damn it. Digging but a hole here, Naughty Dog, I'm sure he's played, and I'm so excited for that.
Yes.
It's going to be good. Anyway, support Uncharted, Naughty Dog. Those guys are awesome.
Naughty Dog. All right, so going back to our very first inaugural launch giveaway, which happened in June, we threw up a lot of different entries and options on our giveaway form, which is all online. And so people answered some questions, and we just wanted to talk about what those answers were. Because it might have been a mystery to you, because when you enter, you have no clue what other people are saying. You have no clue how people are voting, and we wanted to make sure that all that info made it out to the interwebs. So one of the things we asked early on, because we launched right around E3, was who won E3 of 2015?
What are we going through? This is one of our first ones, right?
Yep, it was one of the very first ones. Which way do you think that vote swung? We had three options. Microsoft, Sony.
We had a lot of options, I think.
I think we just left the big three.
Oh, okay.
Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
We had... six people answered it.
Nice.
Guess how many answered Sony?
I don't know. You tell me.
5 of 6.
Wow. So
5 votes. 90%.
I don't know. I'm not
Sony
bad.
Sony won E3, with the last going to Microsoft.
That's awesome.
We had one friend tell us their favorite board game.
Really?
Oh yes. This is the one we played very recently ourselves.
Oh yeah. Very cool.
Cards Against Humanity.
Nice. What an awesome but crazy game. Definitely got to play that game.
We still have that option up, I think. I think we put it back.
Oh, nice. Good.
Yeah, so hopefully we get some more input on board games.
What's his name? David, if you're watching or listening on the iTunes or whatever, we will have our board game showcase real soon.
We will
real
be doing
soon.
Board we're working game on logistics. Showcases.
And we got to figure out what game we're going to play. Any favorites?
Oh, we got a lot of favorites.
Oh, no, any favorites to play for our very first board game showcase?
I was thinking Munchkin. Munchkin's it's a pretty nerdy game, easy to pick up. My wife plays it too. She'd be down for that.
Very good.
But yeah, we're definitely gonna have David on as well. He's actually designing his own board game.
Oh, very cool.
Yep. And I told him when he's done with that, we will absolutely feature it. So
good.
And I play tested it with him one time, and it was awesome. So, but he's doing some tweaks now that his marriage. He just got married too, by the way.
Oh, cool.
That his married life is slowing down a bit. He's working on it again. Here's an interesting thing. So, if you noticed, we did Drunken Mario Kart, 2 rounds.
Oh, we did.
Yeah. First round,
you can go to youtube.com/pizzabitgames and watch it there.
We took votes for who won the first round. John, you took 4 of 5 votes.
It's your boy.
And none of them counted.
No. It's okay. I win their hearts.
Because Tim won the first round.
He did.
And one person got that one right.
Good.
Yeah. And then for round two, everyone thought Tim was going to win. But he didn't.
Nope.
So those didn't count. Sorry, guys. You got to get those right to get the slices. You should have voted for your boy. Nobody votes for me, man. This makes me kind of sad.
You're the unsung hero.
I go
to that games.
I go through these results, and I'm like, we get the one tier going, man.
Come on. Somebody vote for Chris.
I win. So I'll win, man. I win. Well. Oh, here we go. Here's another one. So we, you know, a couple times last in June, we were discussing a very prominent and classic movie series that you have never seen before.
Never seen before.
The correct answer was Indiana Jones.
Yep.
Someone thought you hadn't seen Star Wars.
Wow, you're crazy. You're crazy. I've seen Star Wars, just never seen
it. I don't know if that was a joke answer.
Someone,
because he really didn't know.
Answered Indiana Jones, though.
Okay. Someone got it right.
Somebody got it right.
But it's Indiana Jones with ellipses, so it's kind of like, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. I think he was listening. Maybe he was listening. Okay, if you go to patreon.com/pizzabetgames, I added a new milestone. Me and Derek were talking about last Pizza Bet Live. If we get to $50...
I didn't even notice this.
If we get to $50, we're going to have an event, the John Perez Indiana Jones watch party. Ooh. We're all going to be here. Whoever's going to be in, we're going to have one mic in the middle of the room. At the end of it, and we're all just going to kind of talk about it.
We're $5 shy.
We're $5 shy.
I'm about to
Guys, somebody. No. Somebody else. Not Chris, not one of us. Please put $5 extra. Anybody. Either extra $5 or new person.
Or get some friends. Each
get
of
some friends. Seriously. You know? Seriously. Five friends, $1 a month. John, easy.
Look. It's only going to cost $5.
Don't deprive me of
$5
this
to add Indiana Jones and all its glory to John's life. Yes. We're changing a man's life here for $5.
Not only do I get to watch Indiana Jones, but I get to watch it with whoever wants to come watch it with me.
Oh, we're going
to
watch it.
It's going to be awesome.
We're going to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to realize how crazy you are for not seeing it. And you're going to be like, oh, I get it.
Oh, this is what this is where I'm trying to come from. Nice. It's going to be awesome. All right. I can't wait. $5 more, guys. Patreon.com.
$5. We're almost there. That's awesome. We could hit another milestone.
We could. We got to hit our first. That'll be our first milestone. That'll be an awesome milestone to hit.
Here we go. We had another question. What's your favorite pizza place? So here are the highly recommended pizza places from our fans.
I'm sorry, I stopped laughing at the first one.
If it's fast food, this guy likes Pizza Hut.
Nice.
Anthony's Pizza from Front Royal got a shout out.
Have you been to Front Royal? I've been to Front Royal. It's a really nice place. I like it.
You know, have you been to the chocolate bar in Front Royal?
I haven't.
We gotta go.
That place is good. Faye likes to go up there because of the mountains. We go up to Skyline Drive.
They got a lot of those.
Skyline Drive is really nice.
We'll go to the chocolate bar one time.
That sounds good.
It's awesome. Tony's also got a shout out.
Wow.
From Anchorage, Palermo's Pizza and Moose's Tooth. Speaking of which, Jacob A., we're ready.
We're ready.
To get you your pizza. It's coming. We're gonna hit you up and it's coming. He was the winner of our first giveaway, so he's getting that free pizza. We the Pizza also got a vote, which
is a really cool name, by the way.
It's good. So when David got married, when they met over pizza and beer, so that's what they served.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And it was actually awesome. Like, the pizza was awesome. That's really cool. From We the Pizza.
Very cool.
The last vote that we got was Artichoke Basil's Pizza in New York City. If you're ever in that area, check it out at www.artichokepizza.com. Look at that shout out from the Pizza Bet Games.
Good shout out.
You like that?
Artichoke, hook us up.
Artichoke Basil. Basil? Basil.
Basil.
Maybe Basil. Alright. E3 favorites. We'll go through these real quick. Mass Effect and the Final Fantasy VII Remake. Square Enix Game Reveals. Final Fantasy VII Remake. Last Guardian and No Man's Sky. That's a Sony fan right there. Star Wars.
We got some new entries.
And then
awesome
Mass Effect
that?
Again.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mass Effect again? Mass Effect? Really?
It's
come
interesting.
On. They barely showed that game.
There's not a whole lot of talk about that.
They barely showed that game.
Yeah. There's not too much talk about it.
That's cool. Hey, whatever you guys want. It's whatever you guys want.
And then for the last thing we had, we dropped code words and things like that in a lot of the things we do.
That's funny.
Two people.
All right. Well, let's talk about that.
Two people got our code word correct, which was...
Randomized penises.
Randomized penises.
That was an awesome show. That was Rust, right? When we talked about that.
We talked about Rust.
So good.
Thank you so much for listening and paying
attention. Guys, you guys are awesome.
To the randomized
penises. I can't believe that people got that. That's awesome.
Yeah, see some awesome people on all your input. We're really looking forward to what's going to happen in the July giveaway because we're asking who's going to win. Who would win, Batman or Superman, and how? Right, so we got that up there. We've got favorite board game. We've got lots of things about the actual challenge videos that we do, so you can vote on all that stuff. And of course, the most important one, John Perez's nickname.
Oh yeah. Well, let's go through that real quick.
You want to check it out?
Let's check it out.
Oh, look at that. All right, more votes.
41 since.
More votes.
Oh, I just refreshed it. 41 now.
All right, so
go that's awesome.
Find the question.
Dude, it was just at 34. Now it's at 41 when I refreshed it just a minute ago.
That was from Virginia Beach. That's one of your boys.
Maybe.
One of your boys.
Maybe. It could be one of Tim's boys. Tim's has friends in Virginia Beach.
That's true.
All right. So help me guys out. Help me out. I don't have a nickname on any of the shows or for Pizza Bet Games yet. We have Half Beast, Half Machine right here. The King of the Pacific Northwest and the Doctor. All awesome names that I've given to these guys. So they were talking about my nickname, right? There's a lot that came up. And we were like, let's just leave it to the fans. I think that would be awesome. So they get 50. We're going to talk about it amongst ourselves when we're all together again. And then we're going to give the fans 50% of the vote. So here are the names. I made it all Sony names because obviously you guys were talking about like having it Sony themed or PlayStation themed. So I went through all of Sony's kind of campaign mottos.
Right.
So, of course, the first one is live in our world, live in your world, play in ours. So, John lives in our world, but we play in his, Perez.
It's kind of long.
That's cool. John lives in our world, but we play in his, Perez. Or we can, yeah. Mr. Greatness awaits himself, John Perez. My personal favorite, the successor to Kevin Butler. That's a pretty good one. You gotta admit, regardless.
Kevin Butler the second?
Kate Butler the second. Mr. Dear PlayStation, because that's what I did last time.
Right, right.
Or you can have all the above. I hope it's all the above. Is going to do all of them. If you're hosting Pizza Bet, you're saying all of them. The fans have asked you for it. And then, of course, his personal favorite.
The fans are asking for the best one, which rounds out the list. Chicken and waffles.
No, they're not asking for that one. That one's a good one.
It's going to stick, I'm telling you.
I don't like it, but
we'll see. Check out what's leading in the running right now.
What's leading in the running?
Yeah, click open the entries.
All right, here it is. Mr. Greatness
awaits. All right.
John Perez.
Gets a vote so far.
And chicken and waffles.
There
it is. Mm-hmm. 1v1 mm-hmm. right now.
1-1 so far. Get the votes in, guys. Chicken and waffles all... You know this guy.
Do all the above.
Chicken and waffles.
Okay, so if all the above wins, this is what I propose. You have to say all of them, including chicken and waffles. That's what I'm going to say. We'll see what happens. I like it. Help me out. Don't vote chicken and waffles. Vote anything else but that. Or vote all the above, and I would love for Chris to say every single one of them every single time.
Just chicken and waffles. That's all he needs. No. Chicken and waffles. That's all he needs in his life.
Nope.
From the waffle shop. Chicken and waffles.
Mikey is voting now, too. Mikey said you should be called Papa John. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. So let's get into it. Let's talk about Logitech. Speaking of Logitech, you are...
Oh,
this is not presented to you because our video is brought to you by Logitech.
Or just sad because now his logo is in a it's dead now.
What?
His logo.
Oh well. Speaking of logos, speaking of names, first up, Logitech is changing its name to Logi because tech means nothing.
Is that what they actually said?
I don't know. Let's read the article. Maybe the headline. I feel like this is okay. You know Logitech that makes great keyboards, great speakers, and the great gaming mice. It's going to start calling itself Logi now, and that tradition begins today. Transition begins today. Tech is everywhere, quote, says Logitech's VP of brand development, Charlotte Joes. A big L-O-G-I comically emblazoned on the silkscreen behind her. Tech is in the air you breathe. It's in your clothes. It's in the future. Tech doesn't say anything anymore, she tells me. In a way, they have a point. After all, Gizmodo's own tagline is, everything is technology. There's a precedence for name splitting too. Remember when Steve Jobs decided to go all King Solomon on Apple computers? Now it's just Apple. So what do you think of Logitech's name change from Logitech to Logi?
I'm not buying that logic. This is so bad.
Damn it. I'm not
buying the logic.
You're not. Why?
Okay, so when Apple does it, I can understand that, right? Because they don't just make computers. Mm-hmm. So you want to get away from that moniker, right?
Yep.
It's Apple.
Hey. Okay, we'll be done pretty soon. Maybe 10, 15 more minutes.
I mean, so it's sort of like if you're taking tech out of Logitech, it's like, well, are you making things that are not tech anymore?
Mm-hmm.
When you're saying everything is tech, what are you going into then?
That does make sense.
I don't know. That's what I think.
It feels weird because we've both grown up with Logitech.
Yeah.
Like, we've known it for so long. Like, why change it now?
I would just feel stupid saying Logi. Logi. See, Logi. If I see it now, I see Logi.
Logi.
Yeah.
Well, Logi. I will say that...
I don't know.
I feel like it's not going to help them. I don't know if it can help them more than it can hurt. I think it might hurt them because...
It's not like I'm not going to buy a Logitech product because it's called Logi now.
Well, maybe if you don't know about this and you're just the normal consumer and you go to your normal Best Buy and you go to the section where you want to buy your peripherals and you see, you can't find any more Logitech things anymore. You just see load. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Logi. let's go Logi.
Log-I.
You might not be able to get it anymore. I don't know what this is. It's like a smiley face. Look. It's two circles.
I don't even know. And it looks like a confused Q.
It looks like a smiley sort of face, kind of.
I mean, I can understand the Logitech. It's the logo and everything. It's a bit dated. That's true. Mm-hmm. I'll give them that. But why take tech out of it? I just don't understand why.
Oh, there we go. The name Logitech isn't retiring quite yet. For one, it'll remain the company's formal name and mm-hmm. be sticking around a lot on Logitech's older stuff like mice, keyboards, and even boom speakers, at least for now. But Logitech says that if everything goes accordingly, Logi will be the name inscribed on almost all things it makes, because tech isn't spoken anymore. It's understood.
Let's move on. We'll see. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But I like Logitech.
Let's move on. One Service wants to bring Steam, Origin, and Uplay together.
Are you serious?
No more obnoxious switching. Steam is pretty great. EA Origin and Ubisoft, nearly useless Uplay. Uplay less blows. So. But apparently, there's a thing called Project Ascension, which deems to put everything together. So you don't have
how
to switch anymore.
How does it plan to do this?
Let's see. Project Ascension. This is quotes from the video. Project Ascension's intent is to create an open source and multi-platform launcher for storing games, searching for good deals and prices. That's really cool. I didn't know that. And
optionally, so it's just a launcher that can pull from all the sources. That's interesting.
But the deals part is interesting too, because I didn't know it could do that. It would be able to do that.
But you'd still. Well, I guess if it can provide a front end to all the different stores, also.
Like
that would be pretty cool.
It'd be really cool if it like had like three different prices, one from Steam, one from
right.
Logitech. from the other stores. That'd be really cool.
That's pretty cool.
It says it's not meant to replace Steam, Origin, or Uplay. Rather, a Project Ascension will just hopefully cut down the hassle as much as possible.
Well, then I guess it just serves as a storefront and a launcher, because if you're still on Steam, then you're. You know, if you're talking with friends and stuff like that, then you're still doing it through Steam, probably. But this, I guess, would serve as one hub for all the different services. It's a pretty interesting idea. When I played a lot of stuff on Steam, there wasn't a whole lot of stuff that I had to buy off of Steam, to be honest, when I played on a lot of PC games.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't too much of a hassle, but every time I remember, if I had to go to Origin, it annoyed me. And I almost never went to Uplay, but anytime
someone put all the above.
Oh no!
Love it.
How dare you? Chicken and waffles.
Dude, I just restarted again. 45 actions now.
Thank you guys so much,
guys.
Thank
you guys are so awesome. That's
one of you is gonna win a pizza.
Man,
and a gift card.
I hope you guys win the. I hope you win the. Yeah, I'm looking at you. Yep. Yes, you. I hope you win the pizza. I'm looking at yep, and the $25 gift card. But you can
I think
do
you're
that.
Talking to Tim.
I'm talking to that person in there.
You right there.
The Logi person.
Logi?
All right.
Logi.
So, I think it could be interesting. We'll see. I think still people are going to use Steam and less the other stuff.
It really depends on how...
Less the other stuff.
On the interface.
But definitely Steam, I think.
It really depends on the interface. Because there's a lot more to Steam than just a storefront and game launcher. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We'll see.
All right. Kotaku today had Pixar movies ranked. So that's going to be really interesting. Shall we go through it, sir?
Let's...
Alright, 15 Cars 2.
This is the top 15?
Top 15, because that's how many films they have, I think. Yes, since 1995, that's awesome.
15?
Cars 2 and Cars ran out the top.
Aww.
I actually like Cars. I didn't think it was
Cars.
Too bad.
I need to see the whole list.
13
see.
Brave, yes, I agree with that. Kay. So far, so good. 12 Toy Story?
The original Toy Story,
12. Mmm. See here, sir, Mr. Luke Plunkett, we have a problem.
Well, let's continue on.
11, A Bug's Life. I would have put that lower.
I would switch that.
Monsters University. Yep, that's probably where it's good.
If these are the bad movies.
Ratatouille, number 9. 8, Inside Out.
Haven't seen Inside
we gotta
Out
We
got
to go
yet.
See it. When are we going to go see it? We got to go know. See it.
It's got to be soon, though.
7 is Up.
Okay.
6 is Toy Story 2. See, I can switch Toy Story 2 with Toy Story, and I'd be perfectly happy.
Yeah.
And move Bug's Life way down.
Yeah, yeah.
Number 5, WALL-E.
I respect
this is
that.
Top 5 now. Number 4, Finding Nemo.
Okay.
Top 3 now. Number 3, Monsters, Inc. Number 2, Incredibles. That's incredible.
What's number 1?
Number 1, Toy Story 3.
3.
All right, so let's talk about this. What did you like? What did you dislike?
I think...
Guys, let us know in the comments below what your guys' favorite...
I think Monsters University...
In the top 10. Number 10. Number 10.
I might bump it a little bit.
Lower? Down. Down. Higher or lower?
Down.
Like, towards 15?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little down. Yeah, down meaning worse.
Yes.
On the list. Bugs okay. Life doesn't rank too highly for me personally.
Personally, I mean,
it's a good movie. They're all good movies.
They're all really good movies.
Which is great.
This is like the best top 15 yeah. list ever.
I mean, it, like, honestly, any which way you cut it, they're all good. But it just doesn't resonate with me all that much.
Which Bugs one? Life. Bugs Life?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't too big of a fan. I probably was more of a fan when I was younger, but not probably not anymore.
I don't know if Toy Story 3 is the best out of all of them. I mean, this
gotta be up
there,
though.
This is
the
one with the bad bear, right?
Yeah. It's probably up there, because it's a love story to Toy Story fans.
Yeah.
That ending, though, the feels. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if it's the number one movie of all time. Pixar movie of all time. I'd probably put... I don't know if The Incredibles is up
there. Yeah, I wouldn't put it that high. The Incredibles that high.
Honestly, for me, Incredibles was 10... In that 10, 9, 10, 11 range.
I put it somewhere between maybe like a little bit above 10, maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What's number one? What do you think? Like, what is number one?
Up is good too, but I don't seem to like Up as much as everyone else
really?
Does.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I loved Up. I think it was fantastic. I think it's in the 5. I think it's in the right spot, like 7, 6, 5.
7-ish? Okay.
Yeah, 7-ish. I think it's in... Toy Story 2 is way too high for me. It's in top 6. You're kidding
yeah,
me? Get
no,
out of here.
I would have the original first, for sure, in front of 2, I think.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Probably in front of 3 for me.
Mm.
It's close. It's so close. Like, I think Toy Story 3 and Toy Story are probably top 5-ish for me.
I don't know. I wouldn't put Cars at 14. I feel bad.
I would put Cars 2 at 15, but I'd probably put Bug's Life at 14.
Yeah,
Bug's Life. Bug's Life at 14, and then probably followed by like Ratatouille.
I like Ratatouille a lot.
I thought it was just okay. Bug's Life is definitely.
I think Ratatouille is maybe a tad low for me at 9. A tad.
Okay.
It's not far, but it's right about there.
All right. Well, let's go top 3. Top 3. What are your top 3? Let's guys know, what is your top 3?
I would probably say top 3, I'd probably go...
We're talking about Pixar movies ranked. Kotaku has an article. So top 3, if you don't know... Well,
I haven't seen Inside Out, so I can't include that.
So Cars 2, Cars, Brave, Toy Story, Bug's Life, Monsters University, Ratatouille, Inside Out, Up, Toy Story 2, WALL-E, Finding Nemo, and rounding out your top 3, Monsters, Inc., Incredibles, and Toy Story 3. That's what they said. So Chris is going to give us his top. Top 3 or top 5? What you want to do?
Top three.
Go ahead.
I think just for me personally, WALL-E is one of them.
Okay, good.
I love WALL-E.
Nice. Yeah, it's really good.
And I could actually watch it like several times over.
Good.
And be totally fine with that. I think Nemo is probably also one of them.
Good. This would be an interesting list to do with Derek and Tim.
Maybe Toy Story.
Is your number one?
The original.
Yes.
I don't know if it'd be number one.
Oh,
it would be.
That was not in order.
Yeah, not in order.
Okay.
Not in order.
My order would probably be... Monsters, Inc. would probably be at 3. So that's good. Mm-hmm. Number 2 would probably be Finding Nemo. And number 1... See, number 1, I could switch it between Toy Story or Toy Story 3.
But one of them.
For one of them. A Toy Story. Not Toy Story 2. I think Toy Story 2 is way too high.
What are some of the commenters saying?
Wait, read his notes. Let's read the notes. The notes. There are people in this world who say, oh, I actually think Ratatouille is the best Pixar film, because they want to be the person who says, oh, I actually think Ratatouille is the best Pixar movie.
But do not listen to these people.
Do not listen to these people. Number 2. Have you seen the original Toy Story recently? The movie is terrible, and toys themselves are even worse. It should be called Woody and His Jerk Friends for spending 82 minutes out jerking each other.
Really?
3. Up is so moving. How is it so low? No. The first few minutes of Up are moving. The movie slides steadily downhill from there to a place
Geriatric dueling.
Not even Russell can save us from. The list doesn't get messy yet until 12. Bug's Life is forgettable, sure, but it's still a fun movie about bugs. It's only when you get to Toy Story Brave, a.k.a. Sleep, and the two films which shall not be named, that you're dealing with actual bad movies. That's funny.
Wall-E's so much better. Yeah, so much better than The Incredibles. See, now we're getting into comments, so you never really know what you're going to get from commenters. But this guy, Star Wallace, I'm fairly certain Luke was drunk at the wheel. His list top three is Wall-E, Finding Nemo, and Monsters, Inc. So he's sort of like a mashup of the two of us.
Yeah. I think Toy Story is definitely their best movie.
Yeah.
I think so. But Finding Nemo...
People like, get Monsters, so Inc. mad. It's so funny.
Finding Nemo, Monsters, Inc., and Wall-E are definitely in top five. Easily.
Yeah, definitely top five. Ratatouille should be higher. You're bonkers.
Your list is bad, and you should feel bad.
Oh, people are really...
Huh.
Oh, the short stories. People get so up in arms in comments. It's funny. But yeah, we'd be interested to know. Let us know in the comments how would you rank? You can rank them all if you want.
You know what?
We're interested in knowing your
Pizza Bet Live code word.
Ooh.
For 7-8.
I hate that horn sound, by the way.
Do you really?
I just gotta say it. Yeah.
Okay.
It annoys the crap out of me.
Everyone hates it. That's why everyone makes fun of it.
No.
Yeah. People hate that.
People think they like it.
No. People hate that. That's why they make fun of it and do it all the time. Anyway, guys,
our code word
is going to be your top three. Can we do top three? Are we allowed? Can we do that?
You can let them put our top three. We can list them all.
List them all. Top,
and let them choose.
Your top three Pixar movies ranked. Let's see.
That's not much of a code word, though.
Code question. Because you can do questions. See, I did like the...
Yeah, we'll do a question.
Question. Code question. Top three.
What are your top three?
Your top three? I think that's it for the show for this week. That was good. Oh my gosh, that was crazy. We started a little bit late.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to talk about before we leave?
You know, you learn. Mistakes are part of the process.
It is. Sometimes it can be simple, just picking a different profile. Sometimes it can be something as.
Now we know. We start dropping frames. We know exactly what to do.
Exactly.
Change the freaking profile. Chris.
Exactly. Well, guys, of course, we're Pizza Bet Games coming to you live for Pizza Bet Live 7-8. You're going to catch this on Twitch. You can watch on Twitch. We're going to put it on YouTube. And of course, we're going to put it now as a podcast on iTunes.
There you go.
I'm John Perez. Help me find a nickname. This is Half Beast, Half Machine. He already has an awesome name.
Chicken and Waffles.
No, don't pick Chicken Waffles. Pick something awesome, like a successor to Kevin Butler himself.
That could be your subtitle.
That's a good one. I like that. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching. Enter those slices. Get them slices in. We're out. Peace.